USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The flooding in North Carolina is underway as massive Hurricane Florence slowed down at its outer bands lashed towns on the barrier islands and on some of the Tar Heel state's rivers. FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
As the system's encroaching on the coast, the wind field is expanded. These wind bands that far precede the center of circulation are going to start pushing water up against the coast, but more importantly, up the Back Bay and inland area.
What makes Florence extremely dangerous are the deadly storm surges, mammoth coastal flooding, and historic rainfall expected. Problems with a high-pressure gas main apparently to blame for dozens of fires in Essex County, Massachusetts. Florence Mayor Dan Rivera launched an emergency response.
The people that live in South Florence, if they smell or gas or see fire, they should evacuate their home.
At least 40 homes across three communities north of Boston have been damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are trying to delay the consideration of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Richard Blumenthal says lawmakers need more time to vet the nominee.
Documents have been concealed, information has been declined, and we need to fix this process.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is seeking a subpoena for documents from Kavanaugh's time as George W. Bush's staff secretary. Feinstein threw a cryptic curveball at Kavanaugh, insinuating the Supreme Court nominee could be guilty of a crime. Senator Chuck Grassley sets the panel's vote on Kavanaugh for September 20th, and Republicans hope to confirm Kavanaugh by the start of the new court session October 1st. Sources tell ABC News that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has tentatively agreed to a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller that will head off his upcoming trial. Manafort's lawyers and prosecutors expect to announce a plea bargain deal in court Friday, but it's not clear if Manafort will cooperate with prosecutors or just plead guilty in his next scheduled trial to avoid more legal fees. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the East Coast braces for a major hurricane, President Trump is dismissing the official death toll from Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island of Puerto Rico last year. He says the widely accepted estimate of fatalities, standing now just below 3,000, was inflated by Democrats who are trying to make him look bad. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz tells ABC News she thinks the president should be directing his attention to the people of South Carolina and North Carolina.
I'm concerned that he thinks this is about him and about how he can spin it. But this is not the day for the president to be not only alienating his own constituents, but this is a time of him to offer comfort.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham questioned whether the death toll was the result of the hurricane itself or the inability to get aid and supplies to affected areas.
The president has been really good when it comes to helping South Carolina and North Carolina and Georgia. I don't buy the idea that the president is indifferent to our friends in Puerto Rico. I don't buy that.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley suggested it would be worthwhile to see what led to the revision of the numbers of fatalities.
There is a big difference between what was originally reported and what ended up being the final figure. I think that I'd like to know why that is.
The original death toll was listed at about 16. The woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 is being released. Smart is shocked, urging Wanda Barzee's family to get her mental treatment once she's out of prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.